Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire Tuesday. 18-year-old suspect Salvador Ramos, when he went into the unlocked school and opened fire at Robb Elementary School, that's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Our job is multifold. First, to make sure we address exactly what happened to this crime scene, and then second, to make sure we take that information and do everything that is necessary to ensure that crime scenes like this are not going to be repeated in the future, and that we're going to be able to ensure the safety and security of our schools.
Once the suspect entered the classroom, he barricaded himself by locking the door and started shooting. That's been confirmed by Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety. USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Russia and China flew strategic bombers near Japan while President Biden was in Tokyo Tuesday. Their first joint military exercise since Russia's invasion of Ukraine. In a case of mob mentality versus the Supreme Court, an illegally leaked document is at the center of how America conducts her business.
An illegally leaked draft document from the Supreme Court suggests a plan to overturn Roe v. Wade. They are expected to release their final decision soon. Utah Republican Senator Mike Lee tells Fox and Friends that he thinks the court will not let criticism or protests change their judicial process.
I think it's concerning to all of us that this is what the left is trying to do. The left is trying to delay the decision. The left is also trying to isolate those justices who might be inclined to sign on to Justice Alito's opinion, which is correct.
From the Phoenix USA Radio News Bureau, that's Tim Berg reporting. We are USA Radio News.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
A potentially hazardous asteroid measuring more than a mile long will zoom past Earth Friday, the largest asteroid expected to get relatively close to our planet in 2022. The miss will be by roughly 2.5 million miles or 10 times the distance to the moon. Discovered in 1989 by astronomer Eleanor Hellen at the Palomar Observatory in Southern California, Connecticut's Democrat Senator Chris Murphy spoke from the Senate floor on Tuesday, several hours after a mass shooting in a Texas elementary school.
There is a place where we can achieve agreement that may not guarantee that America never, ever again sees a mass shooting, that may not overnight cut in half the number of murders that happen in America. It will not solve the problem of American violence by itself. But by doing something, we at least stop sending this quiet message of endorsement to these killers whose brains are breaking, who see the highest levels of government doing nothing.
It should be noted Senator Murphy helped introduce legislation to remove officers from schools. Senator Chris Murphy, in July of 2020, along with three other lawmakers, introduced a bill that paved the way to remove school resource officers and replace them with a counseling system. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Okay, we are running a car drive right now to help veterans all across America. So if you have an old car, truck, or van, even a motorcycle or an RV sitting around, you can right now give it away and help the vets. They really need your help. And your car will help support the vets and their families. And guess what? You even get a tax donation. Plus, we'll even come and pick up your car for free. And all you've got to do is pick up your phone right now and make a free call. Now is the perfect time to do something good for the vets. Give back to the vets right now for all they've done for this country. And your old car can really help them. So call the Veterans Car Donation Program right now for free pickup of your vehicle. Help the vets and help your taxes at the same time. Call right now.
800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. 800-709-9174. That's 800-709-9174.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. What's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
And we're looking at 6 minutes after the top of the hour. I am Bill Martinez. Good to have you with us. Our next guest says the establishment wing of the GOP no longer represents middle-class working Americans. I would say, is there any political party that's interested in the middle-class working Americans? He's a Navy vet and a candidate for the U.S. House in Virginia's 2nd District. The former FBI agent and leader of the American First Movement, Jerome Bell, joins us now. Jerome, welcome to the show. Good to have you with us, sir.
Thanks for that. I appreciate it. And I have to correct one thing. I wasn't an FBI agent. I worked for the FBI. I was in the identification division. So I don't want any people call in and say, no, he wasn't.
Okay. All right.
But I'm and how you doing, man?
I'm doing great. And thanks for clarifying that, because I was, in the information that I received, I was a little confused. I thought, I think, is anybody that works for the FBI, are they agents of sort or not? But I guess there's a clear differentiation. And probably right now with, the pox that happens to be on the FBI these days, you probably are hesitant to even say you were associated with a once fine institution.
Yeah, it was definitely a fine institution at one time back when I joined to work for the FBI in 1984. But yeah, I might have to take that off my resume, because I'm a little embarrassed right now, because the FBI has become an institution that's against the people, against the American people. And, it's really sad to see that.
Well, here we're getting news since we brought it up, and people are wondering, what's going on with, this latest email dump regarding Sussman and Hillary Clinton. And my question is, FBI agents and as an organization, I mean, they're brilliant people. I mean, they deal with this stuff all the time. They deal with treachery and deception. They can see this from miles away. I mean, this is part of their experience and genius and wiring. And they had to know that this Russian collusion, which, we find out in certain scenarios of reporting, that they were aware that this was bogus on its face, but they still bought and bought into the narrative and, continued this big ruse on a political candidate. And you're thinking, what a mess, what a stain on the FBI. And to this day, Jerome, I'm sure you're probably, grieving over it, because you had a proud experience with the FBI. And now you're saying, well, gosh, I almost want to take a step back and, apologetically, address my experience as a participant with the FBI. And that's unfortunate that you have to feel this way, and other people who are our agents or downline and in responsible positions like that you shared with your FBI experience, and what they must feel that, you know, there should be some credibility, you would think, you know, for them to say, hey, look at, you know, I'm sorry, we messed up, we, you know, we made a mistake or whatever, but I guess, you know, when you're so powerful, you know, accepting responsibility and admitting a wrong is, you know, verboten, I guess.
I mean, you know, to all the good people and great people that I worked with at the FBI, and they're still there, you know, that believe in the institution, those are the people that I feel sorry for the most because, unfortunately, the corruption reached to the highest levels of the FBI, right up to the directors and their councils. And for that to happen, you know, we definitely need to readdress where we are in this country. We need to take a step back and look at these institutions that are supposed to protect the American people and serve the American people, not harm the American people. I've had friends who FBI has shown up to their house because they were, you know, at the January 6th rally, you know, just there to see what's going on, you know, to, you know, voice their opinion on grievances, which is afforded to us in the Constitution under the First Amendment, and to have agents come to your house because they did something wrong. I mean, it's coming out, all of this, that, you know, it's coming out that they had agents on the ground. And so to make the American people and people feel like that we're the bad guys, you know, is a stain on this country from, like I said, one of the institutions that I used to be a part of.
Exactly. And the FBI should be there to preserve our legal right and to make sure that is ensured, not to threaten and participate with a political wing to promote their agenda and to squash, their right to free speech.
Yeah, absolutely. And you know, it's all coming out now that all of this was a plan to take down Donald Trump, because President Trump wasn't supposed to win in 2016. Let's get that out there. Hillary Clinton was supposed to win. The American people stood up and said, no, we don't want any more corruption in the White House. We want a guy that seems to be honest. We want a change. And the people voted and made that change. And the powers to be, the, you know, if you want to call it the globalists, you want to call it, you know, what, the cabal.
Deep state.
You know, exactly. The deep state, you know, they decided that the American people's voice was not what they wanted. And so, you know, they had their plan B, and the Hillary Clinton didn't win was plan A. Plan B was, okay, well, we're going to frame Donald Trump. We're going to take him down. And, I mean, in a style of a coup, you know, I have gone as far to say that it was definitely a coup. And here in the United States to take down a duly elected president of the United States. And you see it started before the election because they knew that he had a chance of winning. And then it continued after the election, you know, day one after this man was inaugurated. He had to, you know, go through these different ordeals for, you know, the next 3 years of his administration, you know. And, you know, and it was just, you know, insane what happened to this man and to what happened to America.
Clear contrast, Jerome, when you consider the first day of President Trump's day in office at the White House versus Joe Biden. Joe Biden reversed every good thing that just about every good thing that the president had put into motion by executive order, compromising and surrendering our energy independence, whereas Donald Trump came into office and job one was, hey, let's get the people back to work again. Let's have a prosperous country. Let's focus on the economy. And look what happened. I mean, job growth went through the roof, right across every sector, across every demographic, race, color, and creed. We're energy independent. Our border was on its way of being fully secured. Middle East peace was about ready to break out. A lot of wins that had taken place. And so, you know, people want to say, but for COVID, but I agree with you that it was this cabal, that it was a combination of corporate America, the deep state, these globalists that you're hearing spout, you know, their vision for the world, including the United States coming out of Davos. I mean, this stuff is very, very dangerous and will compromise our sovereignty. And Jerome Bell, if the people do not take a stand against this, they will get their way. because Joe Biden, if you listen to him, he is spouting the same rhetoric as what's coming out of the World Economic Forum. So that tells you how connected and how captured he is with that entity. We've got more from Jerome Bell after this. Stay with us.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Have you heard about vine-to-bar chocolate? It's the winemaker's chocolate, the world's first chocolate made with well-vined Chardonnay marc from the beautiful coastal vineyards of North America. Gently pressed grapes are harvested after juicing, dried, and finely milled, and carefully blended into the finest dark chocolate. The Chardonnay marc contains highly beneficial grape nutrients, flavanols, and has a natural sweetness that flavors the luscious dark chocolate. Mouthwatering, flavorful, delectable dark chocolate goodness with Chardonnay sweetness and beneficial nutrients, and it's alcohol-free, too. It's vine-to-bar chocolate. Order some today at vine-to-bar.com. That's vine-to-bar.com. Cold shipped to your door, it's vine-to-bar. Vine-to-bar chocolate. Visit us at vine-to-bar.com.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Minutes after the top of the hour, fresh and independent, just the way you like to hear from us, Monday through Friday, 9 to noon Eastern, 6 to 9 Pacific. I'm Bill Martinez. Jerome Bell continues with us, the former FBI, do I say employee, associate? I know you don't want to say agent. Anyway, he's had experience with the FBI. And leader of the American First Movement, he says the establishment wing of the GOP no longer represents middle-class working Americans. Jerome, In your experience, also as a Navy vet, and you've been out there and you decided, hey, I'm going to get in the fray of this. I'm going to do something about it. I'm frustrated because the GOP has lost their way. The Democratic Party, heaven knows what planet they're on right now. It doesn't seem to have anything to do with our U.S. Constitution. And as you say, the middle class working Americans, what happened to the GOP that they lost sight of their reason to exist?
Well, what happened to the GOP is because I think is that they became part of the Uniparty and part of the corruption, that's going on in D.C. The Republican Party really across this nation in the last decade, if you think about it, we've won more elections, but somehow we've managed to lose the country. And to me, this is because we've elected politicians that run as conservative Republicans, but get to office and vote as moderate Democrats, basically. And these are the rhinos. These are the people that we talk about. And these people are actually more dangerous than the Democrats, because at least with the Democrats, we know what they're going to do. We know what we're going to get, but we don't know what we're going to get from these rhinos. And so, when is truth going to start mattering again? The establishment, they just buy elections like Democrats. And that's, why I'm in a fight like I am now, because I'm funded by the people. By the hardworking people of America, and with the economy the way it is now, it sort of hurts my donations because people have to buy gas, where my establishment opponent gets $2.1 million dumped into her campaign from Kevin McCarthy and these PACs and these lobbyists, because that's who they want, because that's who they can control. So it's about staying in power for the Uniparty, and that's the Democrat Party and the establishment Republicans.
Yeah, I've maintained, Jerome, that based on my observations, is that you will have well-intentioned people who will run for office, and then they get to the Beltway, and the Beltway tells them day one, you think that the most important thing you can do is represent your constituency. And they say, you can think that way, but you're not going to last long, because the most important thing you can do is to get reelected. And so when that becomes the goal and the full force of your administrative effort, well, then guess what? The people's interests get subordinated and compromised. And this is how we get the Uniparty. Does that make sense?
Oh, it makes absolute sense. And they actually tell them, and they recruit these people out of the primary. That's why the primary elections are really the most important, not the ones in November, but because most of the time when you get the candidate in November, the party will, vote behind the candidate because they're R or because they're D. They'll just vote that way. Mm-hmm. The primaries is where we're losing these elections, because the primaries where these candidates are bought and paid for and controlled. And so people, they put this psyop on where, the person with the most money is the best candidate. The person with all the signs around the city, everywhere is the best candidate. And it's not that. It's the fact that those are the ones that bought and paid for. Those are the ones that have all the money to put all the signs everywhere to make you believe that they're the best candidate, when those are the candidates that are compromised from the beginning before they even get into office.
Mm-hmm. Well, the challenge you have, in much the same way in 2016, I think this is a clear example between Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. Hillary Clinton had the money. Donald Trump had the message. So the message is still king. And I've been in marketing most of my life, Jerome. And the thing I learned early on is that if you didn't have the message, then you better have the money. And even more so in politics, to your point, you're able to put up those signs and that sort of thing. But you've got to be able to have that compelling message that breaks through. And your American First message is so important, because America First means America wins again. And here it is, after winning, for 4 years under Donald Trump, in the midst of all the headwinds the Democrats put out there, the resistance to impeachments and all the other, false narratives that the mainstream media and corporate America and social media oligarchs jumped into, the message was still compelling enough, and it was able to break through. Unfortunately, it forced the Democrats to do what they do, and that is, they took voter fraud to a whole new level and were able to steal the election and steal the future of America and put you know, Joe Biden into office and try to convince us that 81 million people voted for Joe Biden. I'm sorry, the math is not there. And certainly with this new reveal and this new movie from Dinesh D'Souza, it is quite evident as to what happened and, you know, how this ruse was perpetrated on the American people. And they stole this election. And I don't know how this gets redeemed, Jerome. I don't. But we need to deal with the truth, as you said. It starts with re-embracing the truth, because in that, then we'll realize the true power and the force of good that America can be once again, right?
Absolutely. And, you know, and I believe that that's going to start with bringing God and putting God back into our lives, putting God at the forefront of this country and having morality, because the forefathers, you know, said that the Constitution that they created was made for a moral people. So we have to get back to morality in this country and, like you say, truth, so we can save this country. We have the opportunity to save this country here in 2022, to start getting it back on the right track, and then again in 2024. You know, but unless we bring the right people, and I say America first people, you know, that truly love this country like I do, then we're going to continue down this rabbit hole of destruction that you see. It only takes 18 months to put us down on a spiral downward, and Joe Biden and the Biden administration has proved, you know, that we can go at a very, very swift pace to end this country, and that's what they're going for.
Exactly. Jerome, it's a love of country and the love of the people of this country that you are, you know, just like you did in your service in the Navy, you went to serve. And this is what you want to do again, is you're coming to serve the American people. And there is just something very special, and unfortunately, it's unique when it should be more common that we have this sense of service, you know, mindset. And this is what's been missing, because unfortunately, politicians have gone to the banquet table and they've made sure that they are well fed and well served instead of going out there and serving the American people who elected them into office. Right.
Yes, absolutely. You know, and you know, I didn't serve this country for almost 3 decades so we can just hand over the destruction of the nuclear family or hand over the destruction of this country to a bunch of God-hating communists. Now, unfortunately, some of our Republicans that are supposed to be representing us are doing just that. You can just look at their voting records across the nation, from Arkansas to Texas to right here in Virginia and Richmond. You know, they're paving to the left. They're capitulating to the left. You know, because they're scared, you know, and that's the reason. It's because they're scared. And I'm not scared, so that's why I'm out on the forefront fighting for the American people. You know, I'm out here. I'm letting people know I'm an America first. I'm a MAGA candidate. I'm a nationalist. I'm a populist because I love this country. This is my country, and I'm not going to let it go to hell. And I just say that, just go to hell, just, you know, to serve some people that don't love this country.
Exactly. Well, to your point in talking about morality, I mean, it's a demonstration of godlessness, Jerome, and you're looking to bring God back in to the very foundation again, as our founding fathers had, bringing God back into the foundation of every aspect of our country. And, well, I'll tell you, if that can help happen, Jerome, if, you know, people will turn from their wicked ways and if they will return to God and give God a chance. Give God a chance in this 21st century and see if it is His will right now that America be great once again. Boy, I'll tell you, what a powerful force we could be in the name of Almighty God. Jerome Bell, your website, real quick, so people can know, can donate to the cause. 5 seconds.
Okay, real quick. VoteChiefBell.com. Real easy. VoteChiefBell.com.
When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
19 students and at least two adults are confirmed dead after a lone gunman walked into a Uvalde, Texas elementary school and opened fire Tuesday. 18-year-old suspect Salvador Ramos, when he went into the unlocked school and opened fire at Robb Elementary School, that's about 85 miles west of San Antonio. Texas Governor Greg Abbott.
Our job is multifold. First, to make sure we address exactly what happened at this crime scene, and then second, to make sure we take that information and do everything that is necessary to ensure that crime scenes like this are not going to be repeated in the future, and that we're going to be able to ensure the safety and security of our schools.
Once the suspect entered the classroom, he barricaded himself by locking the door and started shooting. That's been confirmed by Lieutenant Chris Olivares of the Texas Department of Public Safety. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Right here, right now. Bill Martinez.
We're back with you, America. Good to have you with us. For more information on the show, BillMartinezShow.com. We're going to be talking about a new book by a renowned Silicon Valley lawyer that packs punches on how to protect yourself in negotiations. You ready for that? You know? So what does it mean to negotiate like a CEO? How important are employment agreements? How can you learn to protect yourself and your family if the worst does happen? Well, these are just some of the questions that Jotham Stein is talking about in his new book, Negotiate Like a CEO, with the goal of equipping us with the tools we need to safeguard ourselves in business and employment. Jotham, good to be talking to you.
Great to be on your show, Bill. Thanks for having me.
Okay, so why this book?
If you want to know about employment, how to protect yourself, how to protect your business, if you're starting a business, if you're in a business, if you want to know all the things you might not know about employment, offer letters, separation agreements, severance agreements, employment agreements, change of control agreements, what to look out for, all the good things that can happen in employment, and what to look out for if things are starting to go wrong, you're starting to get pushed out, get a performance improvement plan, this book is for you.
Wow, so much of this, I mean, you just went down a number of documents and, you know, things that are involved in business today, and so much of this in the past was OJT, it was on the job, wasn't it? On the job training, you learned as you go along, but thank God for experienced lawyers like yourself and people who've gone through it and said, look, it's, we're going to help people out and give them some better understanding and a leg up on these issues that will inevitably come across your portal if you are, you know, an executive or an entrepreneur, right?
Oh, absolutely. I and anybody else in employment, even people just starting out or mid-level managers. Mm-hmm. I essentially, the book is the on-the-job training. Why get on-the-job training and learn, you know, after you get mistreated once or twice? Right. So I had 25 odd years of experience, and I figured, okay, let's write a fun book for people to read that can entertain, but more importantly, teach them how to protect themselves so they get the on-the-job training before they're actually on the job.
Yeah, without a doubt. Well, what was the number one thing that you found that people can protect themselves with when entering into an employment agreement?
So it depends on where you are, what your level is, what kind of job you have, and whether you have any leverage. But even even just beginning, people beginning have leverage. So what are you protecting yourself against? Let's say you're getting equity or stock in a company. So you protect yourself by saying, if you fire me, you'll accelerate the vesting of my shares for a year. Or alternatively, if you fire me, you'll give me health care for 6 months. Or if you fire me, you'll give me 2 or 3 or 4 or 5 or 6 months, whatever you can negotiate, of separation pay. So you have a soft landing, an easy landing to get your next job, reincarnate yourself in the next business or whatever you're going to do.
And it's always better, right, to negotiate as you go in, because that's the best time that and the best leverage you have is when you start with the company, not once you're already hired, right?
That's not always. You can't say 100% of the time, but the overwhelming majority of the time, that's exactly right, because you have your greatest leverage when somebody has identified you as the person they want to hire, and now they have to close the deal with what's often known as the offer letter or the employment agreement. So, and a lot of people out there, particularly in this day and age, with the companies wanting to hire, needing to hire, right? We see, you know, for hire signs or wanted job signs everywhere. They have more leverage than they think. But when they come to you at the end and they don't want you anymore, or you have a boss who's trying to force you out, whether they're doing it directly or passive aggressively, that you have no leverage at that point, or very little leverage. And so that's why it's better at the beginning. Having said that, executives and very experienced entrepreneurs, and sometimes mid-level managers and just people working at a job, can sometimes negotiate a separation agreement on their way out. And the book talks about that, too. And a separation agreement is like a it's another word for a severance agreement. They get some pay, some COBRA continuation coverage, some equity protection, acceleration on the back end. That's possible, but it's much easier, as you asked, on the front end when you have the leverage.
Exactly. We're talking with Jotham Stein's new book, Negotiate Like a CEO. Can we have a couple more minutes? Because I could spend more time this, if not a good portion of the day. This is all very interesting. I think a benefit to our audience. And so can you give me a couple more minutes? Is that all right?
Sure. Happy to.
Okay. So what are the top things that you hope people will take away from your book, Jotham?
Protect yourself if you can. And protect your business if you're starting a business or you're in a business or you're signing contracts where you're giving away power. If you don't want to protect yourself or unable to protect yourself because you don't have the leverage, at least go into your employment or your business relationship with your eyes wide open. Why do you want to do that? So if things are going well, that's great. You can identify them and try to maneuver into good position. But if they're not going well or you're being forced out, you want to know what the tea leaves are. You want to be able to read them so hopefully you can get another job or another opportunity or start another business before things go really bad and you wind up getting fired or your company winds up being taken over, whatever the situation is on that end.
And what is your counsel for those employees who have been departed from the company? There's some frustrations there. They probably feel like maybe they've been taken advantage of, that they got the short end of the stick. What do you tell them after being taken advantage of by their company, what they should consider?
Two things. It's often not illegal to fire somebody, even though you've been mistreated. It might be morally wrong. It might be incorrect. It might be dumb business-wise from the company's point of view. So you have to identify whether it's wrong, illegal, if you will, or just somebody got fired, even if it was economically irrational or it was the wrong thing to do. If it's the former, then you counsel them, if they can, to try to get a separation agreement if it's close in time. And perhaps a separation agreement where the company gets a release and then they pay some severance or some COBRA protection. And if not, then I tell them to move on. And it's a long career ahead of you. You're not the only person to be mistreated. You're not alone. look for the upside. You have a long career ahead of you, a long life ahead of you, and make things work. The second possibility, if it's illegal, then you have to I counsel people, okay, once we know all the facts, here's what was done that was wrong, whether it's discrimination for one of many different reasons. I use that as an example. In mm-hmm. some states, it can be wrong to fire somebody because, you know, you went to a relative's funeral. You took time off. You have the right to do that in some states. I use that as an extreme example. Discrimination is often thought of as the reason somebody gets fired. So then you counsel them, okay, can you go get a job tomorrow or another job? And if so, maybe you'll forget about the wrongdoing that was done upon you. You know, on the other hand, if you lost a lot and they cheated you out of a tremendous amount, then perhaps you have to think about going back and threatening a lawsuit or making or bringing a lawsuit. It's all mm-hmm. context dependent.
Exactly.
So you have to know what the facts are of the situation. So you sort of asked me a broad question. I hope that's okay. I give you some.
No, I think exactly. I mean, each case is different. The experience I've had is that it was better off to just let it go, cut your losses, move on. Very rarely did I have a situation where even the reward would carry me long enough because, you know, this takes a lot of energy. Your focus becomes a lawsuit instead of your future, and it ends up, kind of delaying your development in your career. At least that's been my experience. So you got to count the cost. And that's what you're saying. Your book, Negotiate Like a CEO, Jotham Stein has been our guest. It'll help you protect yourself in employment, or if you're an entrepreneur in your relationship with the company you founded. And so you need protection, right?
Absolutely, 100%, because in most states, you're an at-will employment, and you can be fired at any time for any reason or no reason at all, except an illegal reason. And that happens all the time. The company that you go into in the beginning may not be the same company that'll be down the road a year or 2 years. You know, bosses change, companies change, ideas change. And if you're in business, you always need protection because there may be somebody out there that wants to take your business, wants to control your business, thinks they're better than you as the business.
And, exactly.
You would need to do that as well.
Well, Negotiate Like a CEO, the website, negotiatelikeaceo.net. Jotham Stein has been our guest. Jotham, thank you for the information. Appreciate it.
Thanks so much, Bill, for having me on your show.
If you're 65 or older and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Do you love driving, but you hate your expensive car payment? Open Road Lending can reduce your current car payment by as much as $100 a month or more. Yes, it's easy to refinance your current car payment and save up to $100 a month. Could you use an extra $100 a month? Then make this call to Open Road Lending today to learn how you can lower your current car payment. It's easy, only takes a few minutes, and there's no cost or obligation to apply and get approved. You can do it all from the comfort of your home. Call today and see how much you can save.
800-511-6223. 800-511-6223. That's 800-511-6223. Call now. 800-511-6223.
Terms and conditions apply. Financing is available with approved credit. See openroadlending.com for details.
Extendivite testimonials on Amazon are very informative. Here's one. RAD. Consistent results when used for heart problems. This product has been a godsend for my father, who suffered a heart attack about 2 years ago. He was prescribed medications for his condition, which was so serious that if he hadn't made it to the hospital in time, he would have died. But he hasn't been able to afford most of the medications. After researching alternatives, he tried Extendivite. While taking Extendivite, he has consistently lower blood pressure and experiences less angina. We are currently on our fifth bottle. I enthusiastically recommend this product, and I am grateful that it is available. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
America, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Bishop Danny Yohannan going to join us in just a few moments. But first of all, a little background here. Nearly two-thirds of 18 to 29-year-olds, according to Barna, who grew up in the U.S. going to church, have dropped out, citing boredom and a feeling that God is missing. Well, to address this issue, we've got an event coming up for Gen Zers, millennials, and that is for them to give up their gadgets and rediscover God. Why not? Stressed Generation will experience Christ at this special event called Set Apart 2022, and you will have the likes of Francis Chan there, along with Mission Pioneers K.P. Yohannan, to be there for this event June the 20th through the 26th. It is a time to silence phones and a silence for a purpose, I might say, Bishop Yohannan. What do you say?
You know, it's one of those things that our life is so extremely busy. I mean, if we think back the last couple of years with COVID and the busyness of life and social media and everything else, we have lost the place where we can hear the still small voice of God. And this is just a huge opportunity for people to, in a sense, set apart some time and space in their life to really hear from the Lord and rekindle that fire that they once had, to once again walk with him daily in a way that they really sense his presence in a deep way, not just superficially, not just intellectually, but really know him and walk with him. And that's what the Set Apart Conference is all about. And I know it's going to impact people's lives in such a deep way. We're at the crossroads in a crisis in our nation, especially in the Western Church, where if you're talking about literally millions of young people walking away from the church as soon as they leave home, who are the next church leaders? Who are the next pastors? Who are the next missionaries? Who are the next thinkers and theologians? We're saying goodbye to an entire culture as we are missing that these young people are walking away. And it's not that they hate God. They don't see the point. What's the point of just Christianity that is wrapped up in just intellectual information or being able to explain doctrines right? And yet we lack the sense of God and God's power in our life. And this is an opportunity for people to be invited to join us here for this week to rediscover, rekindle that passion and fire for God once again.
Well, the fact of the matter is, Danny, these young people that are leaving, they're still looking.
they're still asking questions. It's not like they've settled, you know, in some sort of cult, although maybe some have. But by and large, they're still looking for the truth and looking for legitimacy. The fact of the matter is the church today has compromised its values. That's the other point of the Barna research study. George Barna, who we talked to earlier in the week, said that, less than a majority of pastors in the pulpit today believe in a biblical worldview. Well, you know, the kids are smart enough to want the legitimate and the real thing. And they see what is faux. They may not exactly be able to put their finger on it. They just don't trust it. And, and I don't blame them. And I think this is a grand opportunity, and especially, you know, to have speakers such as your father and Francis Chan. Francis has been a, he's been a light to young people, you know, for decades, because his life has been proven time and again in the crucible, has it not?
You know, our life is really tested when things are difficult. And I think what we've seen is over the last many years, for many, many young people, things around us is just a firestorm and a dumpster fire of life. And people really don't even know which way to look up to, because having just better apologetics and better books on how to and how to make my life better is not what fulfills our own hearts. And it's very much like what you said, is young people, and, you know, we're not talking about just, you know, 15-year-olds. We're talking about those who are in their 30s also. They don't want to be marketed to. Their entire life has been, they've been born with an iPhone in their hand or a smartphone, and every ministry, company, church, everything is marketing to them. And they are so hypersensitive to what do people want from me? And, and it's caused almost this, like, panic and fear, especially when it comes to the faith, where, you know, we market to young people to get them to church so they can give their offering, so we can pay for our programs, so we can recycle the programs and get more people in. And it's a marketing. Jesus has become the product that we market to a generation of Christians. And they don't want that anymore. They want to walk with God in a serious way. They want something to live and die for, not just to be happy for. And this is what we're calling people to do, is walk away from things and step into the faith that's been given to us by Christ, to his apostles, and down the centuries, what everyone has lived and died for. And these simple practices, this practice of walking with God daily, it's not just reading your Bible more and praying more, but it is living in the awareness that God is with you, and you practice the faith in a way that is actually meaningful and actually makes a difference in your life.
And admittedly, the church has failed them along the way. We thought we knew better. You know, we fell into that idea of marketing Jesus. You know, we don't need the Holy Spirit. We'll just market the cross, right? Unbelievable how arrogant we have been in this process. And it starts with an admission of that. And I think that will go a long way for the people, you know, for the young people especially, to say, okay, because the fact of the matter is, Danny, they're going to go worship something. That's the what we've been wired to do. And we know that as people who have experienced this. And what we want to do is go before them and say, look, you don't need to make the mistakes that we did. And as much as it was would count on any one of us, we're just not going to leave you alone and let you go out there and learn the hard way that gravity still exists, so that when you fall off the roof, you know, you're going to bust up limbs and get bruised and hurt a lot. You know, we want to help you advance the cause a little bit more intelligently. Maybe you can take our experience and use that for a better tomorrow, and a better tomorrow for other young people, for the next generation that is behind you, so that we'll represent Jesus, will represent the cross more effectively than what we have done.
No, exactly. You know, when I was talking to Pastor Francis Chan the other day, and others like George Verber, who will also be there at the Set Apart Retreat, you know, they're genuinely excited about the young people. Like, on one hand, we talk about doom and gloom, and it's all over, and young people leaving the church. On the other end of the spectrum, I mean, you look at church history, you look at missions history, you look at anything that God has done through the centuries, and it's always been young people, young men and women who could care less about what their friends are doing and make these radical commitments and calls to Christ and to live differently and to follow him, and they are the world changers. And so it's not just a bunch of hype that everyone gets get the blue ribbon and, you know, we love you and pat you on the back and send you on your way. No, the world is difficult. It's unfair. It's difficult. We're in a battle, a spiritual battle, yes. And there are difficulties all around us. I mean, that's just reality. I'm sorry. All of us get flat tires on our car, whether you're Christians or not, you know. But the challenge and differences is give them the tools that they need. Show them the way. Don't just speak it. Tell them, show them, live with them, walk with them. And that's what we're doing. We're saying, look, be with us here at our GFA World headquarters for this week. Walk with us. We're inviting people just to be with us in our normal daily practices of what we do, our times of prayer, our sitting before God, our prayer meeting, and living life with others who are demonstrating this, not just telling you, here's how you make your life better. And the reality is this, Jesus promised this, and most people don't underline this in their Bible, that if you truly follow him, you will face difficulty. You will face persecution, but you give up your life for the sake of Christ and you will find your life. That's what Jesus said. He who seeks to save his life will lose it, but right. He who loses his life for my sake and the gospel will find it. Very much like what, you know, Jim Elliot said, he is no fool who gives what he cannot keep to gain what he cannot lose. And this is the radical call of God upon our life. It's a simple call, but it's the same thing that Jesus has been proclaiming while he was here on earth. We read it in the scriptures, the same call of God upon our life to live daily in this following him.
Danny, it's transformative. See, this is what happened, you know, in the book of Acts after Jesus left earth. I mean, there was such a transformation and had such an impact on people that they themselves picked up the cross and were willing to die for the sake of the gospel. And here we are, you know, at varying times, I speak of them in terms of appointed times and seasons that come up that are more critical than others. And this is it, I believe. This is a time for a reset that the Holy Spirit is calling for us to come back into alignment. You can say repentance. A lot of people are praying all over the world for a revival. But before revival must come, there must be repentance. And this is a time to hit that reset button, to experience true repentance that will ignite a true revival that many of us have been praying for many years now.
You know, so many, young people and adults and older are wanting something that is beyond just intellectual understanding. And unfortunately, our Western mindset has positioned us that we judge our Christianity and ourselves based on how we can explain things, not our life.
Exactly. He's the Vice President of Gospel for Asia. Danny Yohannan has been our guest. Danny, 5 seconds here. Remind everybody of the event and where they can go for more information.
If people would like to learn more about the Set Apart Retreat, which I would say every parent, every young person, every grandparent, go to setapart.us. Setapart.us to learn more information. Register yourself, register others. It is worth everything of that week to see your life or your young person's life change. And I would encourage everyone to do this and let other people know also.
Yeah, make sure you save the date, June 20th through the 26th. Bishop Yohannan, thank you for the time. Appreciate it. Godspeed, my friend. Take care.
Thank you so much.
Here's a question for you. Why is it that some people aren't as stressed out about the future as you'd think they'd be? Answer? They're probably among the millions of Americans who have prepared themselves with emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. If the worst ever happens, literally millions of American families are already protected from dealing with empty store shelves. Is yours? If not, go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now and grab some emergency food kits, at least one for each member of your family. These kits give you a wide variety of delicious meals that average over 2,000 calories per day. Everything stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. Order your kits now by going to MyPatriotSupply.com. Your order will ship fast and arrive discreetly in unmarked boxes. Listen, this is something you need to jump on now, before the next news headline stuns the world. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of